I'm still waiting for answers from Max Donnelly, the boss of Parramatta, on what happened between the Rouse Hill Rhinos, although we know because we've seen the vision, and the Hills Bulls. But I'm waiting on an answer about one of the coaches who has been apparently five times violated over code of conduct matters and still remains coaching one of the two teams. But an ugly brawl marred a Manly Junior Rugby League grand final at Brookvale yesterday, with the reports some young players were king hit and kicked in the head. Well, we'll know about this because there is video footage of it. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm looking forward to receiving it so we can ask Manly the same questions we asked Parramatta. The disgraceful scenes erupted after full time when the Avalon Bulldogs kicked the late field goal to defeat the Beacon Hill Bears 21-20. Witnesses said interchange players and fans ran onto the field to join the melee, which lasted about 4 minutes. The Manly Junior Rugby League has launched an investigation. There were allegations of racial abuse. Onlookers described the fight as disgusting. There were fears one player from Avalon may have had a broken jaw. The Manly Junior Rugby League president, Michael Covey, has requested a copy of the game. Well, I think the New South Wales Rugby League and Dave Trotton need to get involved with these matters as well and read the riot act to some of these people, as do the senior clubs in relation to all of this. As I said, I haven't seen this one like I saw the Parramatta brawl, but if it's like that, well, some action, drastic action needs to be taken immediately.